Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy. Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from Junior to Granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
Now the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Mesa of the Hidden Bandits. Johnson Mesa, extending most of the distance between Folsom and Rattoon, New Mexico, is a tableland which in some places is well over a mile and a half above sea level. It is unique not only for its spectacular views, but for the great ice caves under the north rim of the mesa. Serene and peaceful, Johnson Mesa nevertheless almost became a hideout for outlaws back before the turn of the century. As our story opens, it is late afternoon. Behind a scattering of big boulders on the stagecoach road to the town of Bell, a group of masked men wait. The leader of the men is Hollis Dustin, a bank robber from Chicago. His lieutenant, a Denver confidence man known as Clip Curran.
Look, Hollis, what's the sense of holding up this stagecoach? We don't know if there's any money at all aboard.
I told you I'm not after money, didn't I? All I want is to scare the people off from settling up here on this tableland. And if we can scare the stagecoach line into giving up the run to Bell, well, so much the better.
Then you're going through with your scheme to make this a hideout, eh?
That's right, Clip. And the word's already got about. I got a message this morning from Morse Lanning.
The Oklahoma gunman?
Yeah. He knocked off an express company office, and the detectives are hot on his trail. He got wounded during the job and wants sanctuary up here. And he's willing to play penny for it.
You want to let him come up?
Certainly. That's what we're in business for. I never even saw Morse Lanning.
Neither have I. Hey, the stagecoach coming.
Get ready, boys. Ah, come on, come on. All right, driver, stop those horses.
Oh, hold on.
A couple of you boys, watch the driver. Make sure those horses don't bolt.
I'll turn out the passengers.
It's a hold up, Mrs. Jones. Sure as my name's Morbid Jones.
Come out of there with your hands up, both of you.
Why, you bat eared galoot, I'll beat the gizzard out of you.
Ow! I said, quit that.
Clip, no gunplay, not against a woman.
Nobody's clouting me like that, woman or no woman.
You heard what I said. You, mister, hand over your watch.
Now, you look here.
No time to argue, I'll take it. And your wallet, too.
You give me back that money.
I'll give you back nothing. Now, tell me, what are you two doing up here on the mesa?
Well, if it's any of your blasted business, road agent, we bought a place outside of Bell, and we're going to settle there.
You ain't welcome here, and that's a warning.
You better get out, fast.
Is that so? Well, when I tell my friend, the Cisco Kid, you stole my watch and money, you hombres better get out faster than that.
Get back in that stagecoach.
Why, you coyotes, I'm a mind to beat the daylight out of you.
Into the stagecoach.
Sidewinders.
All right, get going, driver. Next time, we won't be so easy on you.
Blasted cold cats!
Mrs. Jones, you're lame with!
You should have let me gun them down, boss.
Ah, we avoid murder as long as we can, Clip. That's only common sense. Now, what about this Cisco Kid? Seems to me I've heard about him.
All I know, he's mighty bad medicine to lawbreakers. If that hombre's a friend of his, Cisco could be dangerous to us.
Yeah, I got an idea. Maybe Morse Lanning would take care of Cisco if we only charged him half price to stay up here.
He might at that, Hollis.
I'll get that word to Lanning. For somebody else to commit murder? Well, that's all right.
Yeah, you must be very sleepy, Pancho. You're yawning a great deal.
See, the air is thin and cold. She's going to make Pancho sleepy.
Yeah, I remember the air. Last year I came up on this mesa to see the ice caves. But at least, amigo, stay awake till we get to Morgan Jones' place.
Oh, Pancho be glad to see Senora and Morbid Jones again.
They are quite a couple.
Si.
Senora has a lot of energy, while Senor Morbid is the laziest hombre I ever saw.
Si. Oh, Diablo not like something, Cisco. Look over to Little Arroyo. Oh, Loco not like the same thing here.
Oh, Diablo, ho-ho.
No, Loco.
Wait, stranger. Help me. Over here.
Oh, he's a senor in trouble.
He may be hurt. We'll go and see Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, see his horse.
Over here. Cisco.
Oh, he know you, Cisco.
We're coming to help you, senor. Wait, Pancho.
Oh, what's the matter, Cisco? Why we stop?
Something is wrong. I just saw the flash of sunlight on metal. Might be a gun barrel. Down, amigo, quick.
He shoot. Was a trick, Cisco.
So it seems. Have your gun ready, Pancho.
Gee.
We'll rush that place. Come on.
Pancho, run as fast as Pancho can run. Oh, but that is not very fast.
You, hombre, do not play possum. You will not fool us again.
Oh, the hombre not move, Cisco.
Be careful, Chico. Take no chances with him.
Oh, Pancho not understand this. He look very sick to Pancho.
Wait. Pancho, this man is dead.
Yeah.
He must have died only a moment ago.
Oh, but Cisco, he was just alive. He just tried to shoot us.
Wait, what is this? He's like a bandage under his shirt. Oh. See?
Oh, that's a bad wound. He's an old wound, too.
That must be what killed him, Pancho. His heart was overstrained and just quit. He must not have known he was so near death.
Well, how we find out who he is?
Well, we'll look in his pockets. He may have some papers. Ah, see, here. There's a letter. Addressed to Moss Lanning. I know of Lanning. A bandito.
Oh, see, the killer bandito from Oklahoma. Oh, what the letter says, Cisco.
Well, we'll see. Gives directions how to get to a hideout up here on the mesa. And to present this letter as identification. And that sanctuary will be given for half price if this Lanning will kill me.
Oh, so Lanning tried to kill you and he died himself.
The letter is signed H.D.,
Oh, Cisco, H.D., maybe hombre trying to scare away Senor Morbid.
It's quite possible, amigo. Apparently, he never saw Lanning. So, we will bury Lanning. Then, I will ride his horse to the hideout. You take Diablo to Senor Morbid's place. Let us get busy.
Jones is still on the place, Clip?
Yeah, they're still there. Why don't you quit wasting time with them, Hollis? Thing to do is gun them down and burn their place.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Warnings don't do any good. All right, Clip, turn out the boys and we'll... Wait, here's a rider. Must be Moss Lanning.
Don't know who else it'd be. Still, he don't look wounded to me.
Oh.
Either one of you, H.D.?
I am. Hollis Dustin.
Here is your letter.
Good enough, Moss. This here is Clip Cora.
See any signs of the Cisco Kid, Lanning?
I will look for him after I've rested.
Don't suppose you'd mind proving yourself.
How do you mean, Cora?
Up here, we don't take chances. You might be the law in disguise. Do a job for us, and we know you're right.
What is the job?
A couple by the name of Jones bought land too close to here. We want him off the mesa. Or under it. Catch on?
Very well. After I water my horse, you can tell me how to get to that place.
Good scheme, Clip. But he looks all right to me.
He don't to me. I just got a feeling. After he leaves, we better get the boys and follow him. Just to be on the safe side.
Oh, Pancho, hear the clock ticking. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Oh, Pancho been asleep. Just mean to take a little siesta, but... Ay, that's not a clock. It is riders. Who are you hombres, sir?
Point is, who are you?
Well, Pancho is Pancho. I got to hurry now. Cisco tell Pancho.
Who? Did you say Cisco?
Si, Pancho say Cisco tell... Well, that is none of your business, hombre.
A big hombre in a black shirt and red kerchief?
Si, but
well, maybe
you...
I was right after all, huh, Holly?
Well, that double-crossing coyote of a Cisco kid.
You not call Cisco that. Pancho not like that. Pancho go now.
You stay here. I'm aiming to ask you some questions.
I'll go tell Cisco you want him, boss. And when he gets here, use your own judgment.
I am worried about Pancho. I do not know where he can be.
I ain't seen hide nor hair of him, Cisco.
Well, I'll go look for him after I read these two notes you received.
Ain't no name sign. Just told us to pack up and get.
The handwriting is the same as on this note to Lanning, Morbid.
Well, at least the polecats ain't tried to harm us, Cisco.
Chances are they will, Senora. Yeah. We'll see who this is. Is that hombre Clip Cura? One of the banditas.
I'll go tend to him. I'll belt him so hard.
Mrs. Jones, must you all us be fighting?
Please stay in the house, Senora. I'll go talk to him. Cora, understand this. Will not have my work spied on.
Yeah? Who's spying on you? Planning? I sure ain't.
Then why did you come here?
Holly sent me. There's a sheriff's posse riding up the trail toward our place, a big one.
I've not finished the job here.
That can wait. This can't. Boss is mighty anxious for your help.
Yeah. All right. Is he planning a dry gulch?
I wouldn't wonder, Lanning. Wouldn't wonder if he was planning just that.
Woo-hoo!
What's the matter, Lanning? Why are we stopping?
Where are we going, Cora?
We're going back to the hideout.
This trail does not lead there.
Oh, didn't I tell you? I thought we could get a better look at that posse by coming this way. See how many was in the posse. Then we'll cut across to the hideout.
You ride ahead.
Suits me back here, Cisco.
See? So that is the way it is, Bandito.
Don't go for your gun, Cisco. There's half a dozen rifles on you right now.
Oh, not come this way, Cisco. They make the ambush for you.
Boy's got your partner too, Cisco. If I was you, I'd keep on riding in. Hollis might take it out on the fat one if you didn't.
Up. Get up there.
Get here.
That's near enough.
Whoa.
Now get down off that horse, Cisco.
Yeah. For the moment, you hold the cards, Bondio.
And I mean to keep right on holding them. Where's Moss Lanning, Cisco?
Where? Suppose you guess, Bondito.
Look, Hollis, let me give this Cisco kid a taste of lead.
No, not until we find Moss Lanning, you fool. And we'll see. Meanwhile, we'll let Cisco and his partner think things over in cold storage.
If Cisco caught the bandit's deadly meaning, he didn't show it. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Mesa of the Hidden Bandits. Cisco's plan to get in with the Hollis Dustin gang and thus acquire evidence against them by passing himself off as the bandit Moss Lanning was innocently revealed to the gang by Pancho, as Cisco discovered when he rode into the trap set for him. Now, with Cisco and Pancho as prisoners, and Cisco once again riding his own horse Diablo, the bandits are headed for the north rim of the mesa.
Oh, Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Not mean to get you into trouble.
I know you did not mean to, but next time stay away, if there is a next time.
Oh, bandidos throw us over edge of mesa, no?
I do not think that is their plan. We'll see in a moment.
Yeah, we stop here, boys.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, Diablo, ho, ho.
All right, down off your horses, you two.
As you say, bandido.
Oh, Pancho, not like this business.
Keep them covered, boys. They ain't tired, you know.
Clip. Let a rope down over the edge of the mesa.
Sure will, Hollis. Give me a hand, couple of you.
Aye, the rope, Cisco. They hang us over the edge.
They would not hang us here, Pancho. I think they are going to let us down into one of those ice caves.
Ice caves? Ice caves? Oh, that sounds very cold.
It is cold.
All right, Hollis, rope's down.
Well, you first, Cisco Kid. Down the rope you go.
Well, you have the advantage for now, bandido. Later, you may not.
Get down that rope.
Oh, no, not slip, Cisco. It's a long way to ground.
I will not slip, Pancho. I want to live to get back at these coyotes.
Now, you, fat one, get down there.
Oh, Pancho, not like going down a rope like that.
Maybe you'd rather we shoved you over the edge.
Oh, no. Pancho, try the rope.
It is not hard, Pancho. Come down slowly. Race your feet against the side of the cliff.
Oh, Pancho, try.
Come on, just a little bit more, amigo. Careful now. All right. Swing your feet to the ledge. Come on. There I have you. There we are, Pancho.
Oh, it's cold down here, Cisco. Oh, it's very cold.
Maybe later on you'll be ready to tell us where Moss Lanning is, Cisco. We got a little job to do with the Joneses. Then we'll be back.
If there's anything I hate, it's chopping wood.
Keep chopping, Mr. Jones. Just keep chopping.
Now look here, Mrs. Jones. Ain't this enough wood for you?
No, it ain't enough wood for me. I want all that pile chopped.
Oh, dear. This here is martyrdom, Mrs. Jones. That's what it is. Why don't you chop a couple of these sticks?
No, I will not. Now you get busy.
Just plain martyrdom.
Got to have wood to cook up a good meal for Cisco and Pancho, ain't I?
I don't believe they're coming back.
Oh, they'll be here. Cisco will find Pancho and... Hold on a minute, Mr. Jones.
Hmm? What is it?
Look out yonder.
Bunch of riders. Maybe some of them will chop some wood here.
Oh, you blasted idiot. Those hombres may be the bandits. We better get in the house.
Anything to get away from this wood pile.
I'll go load the rifle just in case.
Hey, you hombre, what do you want?
Oh, I warned you two about getting out. Now you can take the consequence.
In the house, quick, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, reckon I better. Why, them coyotes. Give me that rifle, Mrs. Jones.
Here, Mr. Jones. Now I'll close and bolt the door.
Yeah. Pass me that there ammunition. What little we got left.
Oh, the scoundrels.
Stand back away from this window. I'm a peaceable man, Mrs. Jones, but by thunder, even this is better than chopping that confounded wood.
Pancho, so cold, Cisco. Pancho, most frozen stiff.
I'm cold too, Pancho. There's no good to complain about it.
Oh, but what do we go so far back into the cave for?
Thought there might be some way to get out back here, but there is not. Just to be sure, I'll light a match and take one more look.
Oh, Pancho not see nothing but ice, Cisco.
See, but let's get back to the mouth of the cave.
Oh, there's no chance to get out from here.
There's always a chance, amigo. Let's not give up yet.
Oh, that sounds like Diablo, Cisco.
Yeah, see, so it is.
Oh, and that logo. Oh, maybe our horses help us get out of here, no?
Let's see how they can, but at least I'm glad to know they are there if we need them.
Oh, it's a little bit warmer out here on the ledge, Cisco.
A little, Chico. Now let us look at the face of the cliff. If only there were crevices enough for our fingers and our feet.
Oh, there's a little crevice, Cisco, about high as your shoulders.
See, but it is filled with pieces of rock and shale and... Hand me that long, narrow piece of rock on the ledge there, Pancho. There, at your feet.
Oh, that no rock, Cisco. It's an old arrowhead.
Yeah, even better. Here, let me have it.
Oh, must be Indians down here a long time ago. Here, Cisco.
Gracias. Now we will see. This arrowhead will get that shale out.
Oh, it works, Cisco. It works. The shale is coming out.
And now, believe I can make footholds enough to get to the top. Well, here goes, amigo.
Oh, how it looks, Cisco.
Well, there are more crevices up here, Pancho. I believe I'm going to be able to make it. Not too much trouble. Yeah, si, Diablo. Wait for me. I'll be right with you.
Well, hurry, Cisco. Not get any warmer down here.
I'm almost to the top, amigo. Just another moment, and I will be on the mesa. Ah, there we are, Pancho. I'll lower a rope to you as soon as I can get it from the saddle. Diablo! Yeah. Bueno, Diablo, bueno. All right, Pancho. Now tie the end of this riata around your waist. Diablo and I will pull you up.
Bueno, Cisco. Oh, Pancho, not breaking through like the ice seeker.
All right, you ready?
Si, si.
Up, Diablo. Slow now. Come on.
Oh, this is a better way to come up than you did, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, much better. Come on. Ah, there. Hold, Diablo. Ho.
Oh, gracias, amigo. Oh, Pancho, not so cold now.
Tie that rope around your waist, Chico.
Oh, we're at the Senor Morbid's now, Cisco, no?
Si, Pancho, as fast as we can get there. I hope we will be in time.
Monkeys ain't showing no signs of leaving, Mrs. Jones.
Getting along towards dark now, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, we're most out of ammunition, too. But I'll give them this shot. Take that, you bandits!
Hey, you, Jones!
Watch out, Mr. Jones. It may be a trick.
What do you want?
Surrender now and you won't get hurt. If you don't surrender, my boys will kill you both.
Surrender nothing, you spotted buzzard!
What did you say?
Keep quiet, Mrs. Jones. Give you my answer in just a minute, hombre.
You don't mean to say you're thinking of surrendering, do you, Mr. Jones?
Well, it's this way, Mrs. Jones. If they'll guarantee you safe conduct, I mean, that if they'll let you... Oh, shucks. Might be wisest to surrender to them.
So you want them to guarantee me safe conduct?
Well,
but you ain't giving a thought to your own safety, Mr. Jones.
No, I don't mean that, Mrs. Jones. What, hang it all, I get my words all bungled.
You may kiss me, Mr. Jones.
Well, all right, I will.
Go on.
Why, sure.
You're lazy and worthless, and you're a dear, sweet man. This is our home, and we're staying right here.
That's good enough for me, Mrs. Jones.
Well, what's your answer, Jones?
No, you blasted sculpin'! No!
Get ready to rush the house, boys. All right, now!
How much more ammunition we got, Mrs. Jones?
There's none, Mr. Jones. You fired the last shot.
Stand back, Mrs. Jones. I'll get one of them in this chair.
And I'll use this rolling pin on the coyote.
That's the stuff, boys.
Now, rush
it.
I hate this much exercise, but I'll get
it. Yes, and I'll get this one here.
Oh, whoa. Come on, Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho.
Si, senor, I finally found him.
Watch him, Clip. It's the Cisco Kid.
Si, Pantito, and this is for you.
That's the stuff, Cisco.
Come on, Cisco. Me and you together can be a whole bunch of them.
Oh, you a great fighter, senor.
Cisco, behind you. Look out.
Yeah, gracias, Senor Morbid. You spoke just in time.
I'll get you next time, Cisco.
There'll be no next time, Pantito. I promise you that. Right now. Then I'll get his guns, Pancho. The rest of you hombres, get your hands up, quickly.
Sure.
As mean a looking bunch of Bandito as I ever saw. From now on, Senor Morbid, you and the Senora will have to worry no more about them. We'll let the law do that.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We get Senor Morbid's watch back for him and his money, too.
Si, amigo. I thought we would find the watch and money in the Bandito's hideout.
Oh, si. We find other money and rings and watches and diamonds.
Enough evidence to send those Bandidos up for a long, long time.
Si, si. And you know the best part of all, Cisco?
Oh, what?
Oh, the best part is when Senora Jones cook us up that big, big meal.
Well, I thought that is what you meant. But, Pancho.
Si?
Did you have to eat all that food?
Pancho not wanted to go to waste, Cisco.
That is just where it will go, to your waste. 4 helpings of roast beef, 6 helpings of potatoes. Pancho, you will be the fattest man in the world if you are not careful.
Oh, not as fat as the Englishman, Cisco.
The Englishman? What Englishman?
Well, you not hear about him? Oh, he the very, very, very fat man.
Well, tell me about him, Chico. How fat was he?
Well, Pancho not know exactly, Cisco.
Si.
But he fat enough so when he get into a poker game.
A poker game, si.
He lose 2,000 pounds.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.